Labor union praises Andrew Yang's plan to elevate women, including expanded access to abortion. By Penny Star on December 30, 2019. The New Hampshire Labor News published a story praising 2020 Democrat presidential candidate Andrew Yang for his plan to elevate women, including more access to abortion on demand. The organization, where labor and progressive politics intersect, called Yang's plan an effort to rewrite the rules of the 21st century economy to work fairly for everyone, including women's rights to bodily autonomy. Yang released the plan on Monday, and the labor group praised it. Andrew Yang has been a longtime champion of elevating women to leadership roles throughout his career, and he will continue to do so as President of the United States. Elevating women to leadership roles within the private sector and government is both prudent and ethical. Studies have shown that organizations with more women in leadership roles are more efficient. More importantly, we should ensure enough women hold leadership positions in our organizations because it's simply the right thing to do. Andrew Yang is committed to elevating women to leadership roles in the military and in his administration, including cabinet-level positions. His policy focusing on women in leadership incorporates a commitment to appoint women to the federal bench, requires women to be included on corporate boards, and highlights his gender-neutral paid family leave federal mandate. Andrew Yang believes a woman's right to choose is fundamental. His new policy highlights this as the only way to ensure women are able to fully and fairly participate in today's economy. And it also asserts that women and medical professionals are the only ones who should be trusted to make this decision. Restricting access to abortion bars professionals from providing these crucial services and sets a dangerous precedent for our society as a whole. Yang said as president he would work with Congress to codify Roe v. Wade into federal law and to appoint judges who support abortion on demand. He also is in favor of repealing the Hyde Amendment, which protects taxpayers from paying for abortions, and increased funding to Planned Parenthood. His plan, in fact, counts children who are born as a financial liability. A study of defunding Planned Parenthood by the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office projected that the bill would reduce spending by $520 million in the short run between 2016 and 2025. But subsequently increased direct spending on extra births and the ensuing children by $650 million during the same period. This legislation will cost American taxpayers more at the expense of American women's health. Both the Hyde Amendment and the Title X gag rule are cutting off critical preventative funding for family planning clinics like Planned Parenthood, and as a result, are costing taxpayers hundreds of millions of dollars every year. Yang also looks to a California law to elevate women by requiring boards of publicly traded companies to have at least one female member. Follow Penny Star on Twitter.